Thank you for joining us for today's message. We are so encouraged to know that God is using the ocean to impact your life through the ministry of the Word. Knowing that your life is being transformed is exactly why we exist. As our vision says, we exist to know Jesus and make Him known. So sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your life through this message.
I want to talk to you this morning. We're in the middle of a series titled Heart of the House. It's our vision and mission series for the ocean. And I believe with all of my heart that what God spoke to me almost 3 years ago now is still so relevant for us today concerning what He has for us, where we're headed, and what we're doing. And I'm so excited about this morning. Last week we talked about our vision statement, what we do. The vision statement of the church is simply what a church does. The Ocean International Community Church exists for and is dedicated to leading people to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, where they are passionately committed to knowing Him and making Him known. And last week we talked about what that meant. We talked about the original word for church in the New Testament, the word ecclesia, and that it means to come out from, to be called out from, and to be called to. To be called out from the world and to be called unto Jesus. And that as a church, we are a people, followers of Christ, a group of people who are following Jesus, called out from the world to follow Him. Now, we're not supposed to be distant from the world, but we are supposed to be distinct from the world. We are in the world, but not of this world. And here at the Ocean, we kind of believe this, that we don't just come to church. We are the church. Church is not just something that we do, but church is who we are. Somebody say amen. Amen. You believe that this morning? Amen. Come on, we don't just come to church. We are the church. We take the church with us wherever we go. Somebody say amen. 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 And we're here at the Ocean. Our church exists to lead people to that personal relationship with Jesus, both personally and passionately. If you're not passionately in love with Jesus, I want to tell you this morning, He's passionately in love with you. Amen. He is passionately in love with you. There is nothing Jesus wants more than to have a personal and passionate relationship with each one of us this morning. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the heart behind that personal relationship is so that we can be developed and be discipled so that we may serve and be sent out. Somebody say amen. Amen. To be developed and be discipled so that we can learn to serve and be sent out. Somebody say amen. So this morning we're going to pick up with the beginning of our mission statement. We have right now a three-pronged mission statement at the Ocean that basically is three words. And if you've been at the Ocean any time at all, you know these three words. Connect. Say it again like you really believe it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So this morning we're going to focus on connect. We're going to focus on the importance of connecting, because unless we connect, nothing happens. If we don't connect, nothing happens. And we're going to find that this morning in Scripture, where Scripture tells us that unless we are connected, we are useless. Unless we become connected, we are useless. Now, when it comes to the body of Christ, there's two ways that we connect. We connect vertically, and we connect horizontally. This morning, we're going to talk about both of those, okay? If you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. We're going to begin talking about what it means to connect vertically, okay? Everybody say vertical. Everybody say connection. Now, everybody say vertical connection. This is what we are called to do every day of our life, is to have a vertical connection with Christ. In John chapter 15, we'll begin reading in verse 1, and then we'll read into verse 8. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. For you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. There's where I want you to pay attention. Verse 4, it says, remain in me. You can take that word remain and replace it with connect. Okay? It says, connect to me. as I also connect to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. For no branch can bear fruit by itself. Oh, somebody say amen. Amen. We cannot do anything unless we're connected to Christ. I said it before, unless we are connected, we are useless. We can't be used. That doesn't mean you don't have value. Understand that. We're not talking about value, but we're talking about being able to do what God's called us to do as a church. Unless we are connected, we cannot accomplish what God's called us to accomplish. He said, remain in me as I also remain in you, for no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me, for I am the vine, and you are the branches. And if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. See, it wasn't just Pastor Jimmy saying that we're useless. Scripture says that unless we stay connected to Christ, unless we remain in him, we can do nothing. If you look at your Christian walk today and you look at your relationship with Jesus and you say, man, it's just not what it should be. I'm not experiencing Jesus. I don't understand what all the hype is about at the ocean. Perhaps the issue is you're just not connected. Perhaps the issue is you're just not in him the way you can be in him. You hear what I'm saying this morning? Okay? It's a vertical connection with us and Christ. It says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. For such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. But if you remain in me, if you stay connected to me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is how we glorify God, by staying connected in relationship with Jesus. If you look throughout this portion of Scripture, the word remained is mentioned at least 8 times. And Jesus was teaching the early believers that following Jesus is more than just coming to the synagogue and hearing someone talk about the law. It was more than just listening to a message at the synagogue and going home and doing this, 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 and not doing this, this, and this. But it was about connection. It was more than just attendance. It was remaining in him. It wasn't just hitting him up on a Sunday morning. But it was coming to him and staying in relationship with him on Monday and on Tuesday, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day of the week, it's about staying connected to Jesus. It's that vertical connection. Without it, we can accomplish nothing. And it's in the context of this connection with Jesus. It's in this personal relationship with Jesus that God is able to form us and to fashion us into what he wants us to be so that we can accomplish what he wants us to accomplish. Without this relationship, nothing happens. Without the connection to Jesus, hear me, church, it's not about just coming here. You've got to get this. It's about staying in relationship with Jesus every day. Apart from that, we can do nothing. Some of you are struggling. Some of you are having a hard time in your life, in your walk, in your day-to-day. Perhaps it's because this is you. And Jesus is telling you today, I need you to do this. Not just this morning, but I need you to stay here every day. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, I cannot accomplish through you what I desire to accomplish. Unless we're connected to Jesus, we become useless and fruitless. Unless we are connected to Jesus, our lives will lack joy. Anybody here this morning lack joy? Anybody here lack fulfillment? Anybody unfulfilled? I know without a shadow of a doubt that in a room this size with this many people, there are some of you this morning that are struggling with joy. You're just not happy. Maybe you're struggling with lack of fulfillment. Your life seems empty and void. I'm telling you, the key is this. It's all about connection to Jesus. There's a void in your heart that only Jesus can fill. Maybe your life lacks purpose. Can I encourage you this morning, connect again to Jesus. Connect again to Jesus. Now, that's just half of the equation. We're called to connect. Obviously, through Scripture, we read, Jesus says, hey, connect to me, I'll connect to you. If that's the case, you can do anything you want to do. But apart from me, we can do nothing. And that's the first half of the equation. The second half is simply this, is we're also called to connect horizontally, which means that we believe at the Ocean, you don't just connect to Christ, but you have to connect to other people. No one is called to do life alone. In fact, everybody in this room was created for relationship. Everybody in this room was created for connection. Everyone in this room was created for connection. If you have your Bibles, flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I love this passage of Scripture that talks about the body of Christ. I have gone to church for so many years, and I don't know how many times I've heard people say, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Anybody ever heard that? Well, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. You're right, you don't. But why wouldn't you? Well, Pastor, you just don't understand. I've been hurt. That church hurt me. That pastor hurt me. That minister did me wrong. That church family did me wrong. We don't connect with others because people say to. We connect to the body because Jesus said to. And here's why. We'll read it right here. The reason why we believe that we're called to connect to others. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting with verse 12, says, just as the body, and this is Paul speaking about the church, says, just as the body, the one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit. Everybody say one. Everybody say one. We were baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. Everybody say one. One body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit. Everybody say one. One Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. The body is made up of many parts. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed... Who has placed? God has placed. I love that because it takes away everyone's excuse. God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. You see, you have to realize this morning that the moment you were born physically, the moment I was born physically, I was born into a family. I had a mom, I had a dad. At that point, I had an older brother. I was born into a family. Well, when we look at that and we take it into the spiritual side of things, when we're born again, we're born into a spiritual family. And that family is called the church. When you were born again, when you gave your life to Christ, you entered into a family. Somebody say amen. Amen. You entered into a family. And just as it is when we're born in the physical, spiritually, when we're born again, we're born into the family. The moment we are born again, we're brought into the family. And it's important. 1 Peter tells us this in chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Praise be to God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never spoil or fade." When we were born again, we were brought into the family of God where there is now an inheritance. Anyone ever receive an inheritance? When your family passes away, your mom or your dad, and they take what they had and they give it to you. And you receive an inheritance of what your mom and your dad had. Scripture is saying when we come into the family of God, we become part of an inheritance. And that inheritance, look at me, church, everybody look here. The greatest thing about the kingdom of God are the people in this room. I love our church, and our church is cool, and we got kicking worship, and we got great ministry teams, and we got the best office staff in all the world. And everybody said, amen. Amen. But the reality is the greatest thing this church has to offer are the people sitting in these chairs. The greatest things in the kingdom are not things, they're people. And so many of us are unfulfilled in our walk with God because we're not grabbing on to the inheritance that we have. The inheritance is not money. Some of us ain't coming to Jesus. All of our financial problems will be settled. Who gives a rip about that? I'd rather be broke and have a lot of brothers and sisters than to be rich and be alone. The greatest inheritance as a follower of Jesus are sitting in this room. And when he says, when the author says that we receive an inheritance, that the greatest part of that inheritance is one another. The richest thing in my life, they're not things. The most valuable things in my life are not things. It's people. And so many times we pursue so many things in life. We pursue fame. We pursue fortune. We want to be known. We want to get rich. We want to get to the top of the ladder. I got news for you. The top of the ladder is lonely. You ever been to the top of the ladder? There's usually nobody there but you. You understand what I'm saying? It's not fulfilling. What's fulfilling is when you have other people with you. Jesus knew that. That's why he talked about the body. That's why Paul talked about the body of Christ. Because everyone matters. Look at your neighbor and say, you matter. Look at your other neighbor and say, you matter. Everyone in this room matters. And everyone in this room has a part to play in the kingdom. Just because you say, I don't need anybody, doesn't make it true. Just because you say I'm good by myself, that's a lie from the enemy. There's not one person in this room that's as powerful by themselves as they are when they're with other people. Amen. We're better together, somebody say amen. Amen. We are better together. And there's so much more in our walk with God to be experienced when we walk in relationship with one another than when we walk alone. We were never called to walk alone. We must connect. Vertically and horizontally. If we're going to experience everything God has for us, we have to learn to connect. There's a power in connection. If you don't believe me, just unplug every one of these plugs up here this morning. You'll see a big difference. There's no power when you're not connected. But once you become connected, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity when you're connected. But there's no opportunity when you're disconnected. Because apart, we can do nothing. We are all part of the body. And when one part of the body isn't working, the body doesn't perform or accomplish all that it can. We need each other. You need the Ocean family. Hear me. Everyone in this room, you need this church family. And this church family needs you. You see, the reason we're not functioning the way that we could is because some of you are not connected the way that you should be. If you'll connect the way that you should, we can function as a church the way that we could. But the reality this morning is when you look at the numbers and you look at the list, only about one-third of our church is truly connected apart from Sunday morning. That's a reality. Only one-third of our church is really active in anything we do outside of Sunday morning. That means two-thirds of you aren't in a connect group. That means two-thirds of you are not involved in ministry teams. That means two-thirds of you aren't coming to women's ministry or to men's ministry or anything else that we do. Only one-third of our church is truly connected apart from Sunday morning. You know what that means? That means we're only reaching one-third of our effectiveness. Why? Because we're not connected. I believe this, if we're truly connected to Jesus, then we'll understand the importance of being connected to others. You know why? Because Jesus didn't walk alone. And if we know the heart of Jesus, we understand Jesus had those that he lived life with. Jesus was connected, not just vertically to the Father, but also horizontally to his disciples. Jesus lived life with other people, other followers of Christ. And if we're truly going to make a difference, if you're truly going to experience you, if you are truly going to experience everything God has for you, then you must connect vertically to him and stay connected. Don't unplug on Sunday afternoon when you go home. So many of us, we come in here, we plug in on Sunday morning, and we go home, and we unplug until next Sunday morning. Hello? Am I reading anybody's mail this morning? And that's the extent of our experience with Jesus. And I'm not here to pass judgment on you. But what I'm here to tell you is, man, you're only getting 3 hours of the best thing in your life when you could get it 24/7. Why would you do that? Why would you want to live life without brothers and sisters in Christ? You're only experiencing a small portion of the greatness of connection. We've been called to connect as a church, vertically and horizontally, to the Lord and to one another. And the key to all of this, the glue that holds it all together, church, is love. Love. John 13, 34 and 35 says, a new command I give you. Jesus says, a new command I give you. Love one another. Do you love that person sitting next to you? Or do you even know their name? That can get a little dicey, right? Like you've been sitting next to him for a year and you've never ever introduced yourself to him. What about the person sitting behind you? Well, I came to church with this person, duh. Okay, well, what about behind you? Do you know that person? Do you know the people sitting? Some of you sit in the same seat every week. Some of you sit in the same seat every week. I'm coming, I'm going to hit you right where you live. Bam! You sit in the same seat every week. And those same people have been sitting behind you for like a year, and you don't even know their name. You don't know their mama's name. You don't know where they work. You've never even had coffee with them. You know why? Because you're not connecting. They could be the answer to the biggest hole in your life. Look behind you and say, are you the answer? So some of you, you're just doing this. I ain't looking behind me, Pastor. You're struggling. It's so uncomfortable to look behind me. I ain't looking. Because you know that they've been sitting behind you for years. You know nothing about them. We got to connect, church. We got to come in and we got to connect to Jesus. We got to stay connected to Jesus, but then we have to connect to one another. Why? Because the Bible says that when we connect with each other and we connect to Jesus, that's when we become effective in Jesus' name. And as a church, we're not there yet. Oh, we're growing and great things are happening. Praise God for all of the great things that are happening at the ocean. There's a lot of stuff to be excited about. But what if, let's go back to about a year and a half ago, what if we all got connected? What if we all got plugged in? What if we all got plugged in to relationship? What if we all got plugged into family at the church? What if we all got plugged into ministry? What would that look like? Ha! Let me show you. I got a friend here this morning I want everybody to meet. Jill, where are you? Come on, Jill. I want you to meet my friend Jill. Oh, come on, church. Give it up for Jill. Jill has a great story this morning, and I'm going to let her talk to you a little bit about connection. Come on up, sweetie. Have a seat right here. Welcome to our living room at the house.
Thank you.
No pressure. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
You need some help? Is it on? Are we on?
It's on.
Check. Microphone check. 1, 2, 3. Microphone check. 3, 4. Everybody hear this? You're going to have to talk loud, Jill.
Okay.
Hey, everybody say hi to Jill.
Good morning, church.
Jill, I want to know a little bit about you. I wanted people to know a little bit about you. Jill, where are you from?
Okay, I'm from the Philippines.
Okay, so she's from the Philippines. It's important that you know that because she's not Tanzanian and she's not from here. Okay? That's a big deal. We laugh, but just follow me. Will you trust me?
Yes.
Trust me. She's from the Philippines. Jill, how old were you when you got saved?
It was 2014.
2014. When did you come to the ocean?
2017, actually.
2017. I'm asking these questions every week because I'm setting a foundation. So Jill was a follower of Jesus before she came to the ocean. But she's new. She's only been here since 2017. So 2 years, something like that, right? Now, this is a cool story. I'm going to get real excited about this because Jill's doing it. She's doing the deal, okay? She is going to teach us this morning why connection is important. Somebody say amen. You're not going to hear it from me, but you're going to hear it from Jill. So Jill, tell me this. Since 2017, since you come to the ocean, how has the ocean helped you find a place to kind of call home?
Okay. For me, home is like when you are feeling like you have the belongingness, you are loved, and you are accepted. So when I first came to ocean, 2017, I didn't feel isolated. I felt love. I was welcomed warmly. So from that very moment, I feel like this is my home and I belong here.
Sure. Absolutely. Great job, church. But here's the deal. It's awesome to come here and to feel all of those things. We know we're warm. We know we're fuzzy. I mean, we know that we're loving and we're accepting of people. But how many know that's not enough? It was great for Jill to feel all of those things. But there came a point where there had to be more than just feeling the warmth and the love. Just feeling it doesn't mean you're connected to it. It just means that you feel, okay? But it doesn't mean you're part. So Jill, tell me this. What does being connected at the ocean look like for you? Because I know you've been involved in a lot of different things since you came. I mean, you didn't just come in and sit. You came in and went to work. You came in and got engaged. Tell me what that looked like for Jill.
Connecting with the church grows spiritually for me. Like, it helped me learn about myself, and it helped me learn more about God through the testimony of other believers. So it helped me realize how amazing God is from the work that He has done to other people.
So what you're saying is being connected to other people help you learn more about God.
Yes.
Hello. Being connected to other people help you grow in your relationship
yes.
with the Lord. Ah, I see light bulbs. Being connected to other people helps us to learn about the Lord. It helps us to grow in our walk with the Lord. Now, Jill, tell me, what did you get involved in when you came to the ocean? What are some of the things that you have done in the short 2 years that you've been here? You've been engaged in a lot of different things. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Okay, the first time I came, actually when I decided to be part of the family. So I asked Harbor to be, I want to serve.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you wanted to what?
To serve.
You wanted to what?
To serve.
One more time, you wanted to what?
To serve.
Some of you need to tattoo that on your arm.
Yeah, because if you are a believer of God, you are not just sitting there like, you know, doing nothing. You have to do for the it is a privilege to serve the King.
Amen. So, you're on part of a serve team right now. You serve at the Harbor.
Yes.
If you're here on Sundays, you go to the Harbor, you're going to see Jill's lovely face smiling at you every Sunday morning. But also, you've been a part of other ministries as well.
Yeah, because sometimes we need the help in other areas, like, for example, greetings on the first-time visitors when there's no greetings here, or what do you call this one, ushers.
Uh-huh.
So I help also.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you've been a part of Connect Group too, yeah?
Yes, I did. Actually, last time I hosted.
You were a host?
Yes.
A Connect Group host. Come on. Tell me the value of Connect Group for you.
The value of Connect in my life, it is like you can't live without being alone, being with people. Like there is a saying, it said, no one is an island. So you can't live on your own. You have to be connected to God and to other people who have the same belief.
Absolutely. Tell me some of the benefits of you when you were involved in Connect Group ministry, being a part of a Connect Group. Tell me some of the benefits in your life. What about being a part of a Connect Group, Jill, has helped you or benefited you?
It helped me grow more spiritually, and I tend to like to live in a way that God wants me to live my life, and to be faithful in Him, and to love one another that in the same family.
Uh-huh. So Connect Group's kind of like a small family. It's like we get bigger by getting smaller. When we get a part of a Connect Group, then we have people in our lives who watch over us.
Yes.
Walk through life with us.
Yes, true.
Care for us when we have problems. Some of the greatest ministry in our church happens through Connect Group ministry.
Okay. True.
You want to add to that?
Yes, I agree.
It's great to see what God does when we really plug in to community. Okay, we are a family, but so many of us don't experience the family. Jill, I have one more question for you today. If you could encourage our family out here to get involved and to get connected, what would you say to them?
As for my personal experience, if you are not connected with God and with other believers, you are like, you can do nothing. You are empty. You cannot do whatever God wants you to do because you feel so disconnected. And you are not, because all of us are part of a body of Christ, and Jesus is the head of the body. And for us to maintain, to work properly, we have to be connected with each other, to God first and to one another.
So would you tell everybody sitting here this morning that they need to get connected?
Yes, they should be connected.
Everybody say, get connected.
Get connected.
Everybody say, get connected. Everybody give it up for Buddy Jill. Thanks, sweetie. Thank you so much. We must understand the power of connection. Here at The Ocean, we have tons of ways to get connected. We have different ministry teams that you can become a part of or receive from. There's a process at our church. We'll talk about it next week when we talk about grow, okay? There's a process in our church where you can become part of a ministry team, but our heart is that you simply connect. My prayer is this, is that everyone in this room, everybody look here. Don't tune me out. Everybody look here. Some of you are looking down. If you're texting somebody, tell them I'm connecting at church. Quit connecting on your iPhone, okay? Connect at church.
Amen.
Connect face to face, person to person. My heart and my prayer is that you understand that when you're not connected, you're not getting everything you can. And my encouragement for you is this. Would you really take a look at where you're at in the ocean? Take a look at your involvement in our church, whatever that looks like. And say, Lord, I'm going to commit for the next 3 months before we hit 2020. Because I believe 2020 is going to be our best year yet.
Amen.
God's going to give us 2020 vision. We're going to see things like we've never seen before. I believe that we're going to be able to see farther than we've ever seen. We're going to be able to see more than we've ever seen. And God's going to bring a spirit of revelation upon this church like we've never known in 2020.
Amen.
I believe that. But it's going to take something. It's going to take all of us looking at where we are and saying, Lord, how can I connect even more? If I'm just attending on Sundays, not doing anything else, maybe I need to get connected in a Connect group. Maybe that's your next step. I'm not telling you to get involved in a billion things tomorrow. That won't work for you. I promise you, you're going to bail. In a month, you're gone. Bye. Peace out. That was too much, Pastor Jimmy. That's not what I'm telling you. But what I am encouraging is this. Take the next step. Just go to that next level right above where you are. If you're just coming on Sundays, then hey, let me encourage you. Become part of a connect group. We got some people outside this morning, some connect group representatives that are going to be outside. It's not a connect fair, but maybe you didn't connect at the connect fair. Maybe you didn't get into a connect group. You can do that this morning. We got people sitting right out next to the harbor that can help you. Okay? It's never too late to join a connect group. Okay? You can't say, well, I didn't get in when it started. I got to wait. Don't wait. You can enter into a connect group anytime. Anytime. Some of you need to go this week for the very first time. Okay? There's a connect group waiting for you. You heard Jill. There's so much to be gained by being in a connect group. Maybe you're not attending any other ministry opportunity except for right here. I want you to know, man, we got kicking women's ministry at the ocean. Ladies, if you're not involved in women's ministry, you need to be. In fact, there's a ladies' tea happening in just a couple of weeks. You can buy tickets this morning just outside. If you've never been to a women's ministry event, this is your chance. Look at every lady and say, this is your chance. This is your chance. Get connected. Boys, that doesn't include you. Some of you guys go, I'm coming. No, you're not. We're about to reintroduce men's ministry. It's been about 6 months since we've done anything with men's ministry. But I can promise you, it's not going to look like it has in the past. It ain't going to be no 8 o'clock men's breakfast. And I don't know why you guys are clapping. Most of you didn't come anyway. But we're going to take away that early Saturday morning excuse away from you, because we're not going to be meeting on Saturday mornings. But we're going to kick off everything with the meat feast, okay? A big old lunch with nothing but meat in Jesus' name. Because real men eat meat. But we're going to do some things a little bit different with our men to try to get more people involved at a more personal level. Somebody say amen. Okay? We got youth ministry for your students. Here's the deal. Some of you, you've been coming to church every Sunday. Maybe you're in a connect group, but maybe your spiritual life's not so good. Why don't you come to prayer on Wednesday nights? I heard it. Somebody said, That's short for a stinking men. Come on Wednesday night to prayer. Connect at that next level. Connect at that next level. Prayer changes things. Amen? Amen. But look at your walk with God. Look at your role here at the ocean. And whatever it is, just begin to connect at the next level. Okay? There's power in connection. There's power in vertical connection. Apart from Christ, we can do nothing. Apart from Christ, we cannot accomplish anything. But unless we're connected horizontally, we're not experiencing everything God has for us. Because the greatest things in the kingdom of God are not things. They're people. It's the body of Christ. And every part matters. We're only 1/3 effective right now. What if we became 2/3 connected? What if we became 3/3 connected? For those of you who aren't good at math, that's the whole thing. What if we all were connected? I want to encourage you. Here's the deal this morning. Again, I'm not throwing judgment. I'm not casting anything this morning. I want you to understand my heart for you is to experience everything the Lord has for you in your walk with Christ. And the only way you're going to do that, church, is if you're connected. Amen? I want to close with this simple phrase. I've shared this with you before, but I'm going to share it again this morning. Coming together is the beginning. It's what we do on Sunday mornings. We come together. Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. Staying connected through the week, that's progress. Okay? Working together is success. Coming together is the beginning. Sunday morning attendance, that's the beginning. Keeping together, staying connected, that's progress. True success comes when we're able to work together to accomplish what God has for us. That's where we're pushing. Somebody say amen. We don't just want to come together. We don't just want to stay together. But by God's grace and by God's command, we will learn to work together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the ability to connect with you and with one another. Father, I pray this morning that Holy Spirit, you would speak to each individual to connect with you and with other people. Lord, most importantly to you, God, we have to connect to you. And by connecting to you, Lord, we'll see the need to connect to other people. So, Lord, I pray for everyone in the room this morning. God, would you give us the wisdom, the courage to take inventory this morning, to look at our lives and see where we really connect. Are we connected to our church like we should be? Are we connected to you as we should be? Father, I pray. I pray for our church. God, I know the things you want to do. But God, we got to get more connected. So Lord, would you take this message? Would you let it sink down into our hearts and our spirits? God, would you help us to chew on it all week long? Process it in our minds so that it will bear fruit in our lives. Let us process it in our minds and in our hearts that it might bear fruit in our lives. Father, I love you. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.